So, you're the confused John Travolta, a badass space pirate that so happens to land on a ship near some lake on some crappy smacked-up planet known as Napali. You've heard the stories of this sector. It's a crappy smacking bad idea to go here, but it doesn't stop you. You are so badass. You are the villain. The Scourge are your best buddies. You keep drinking Kral booze with them and slurping up Nelsian love nectar. And then it happens. An explosion rocks the corridor, and a piece of shit metal ends up stuck in your eye. You scream. Percent and blood gushing everywhere. And you start cursing. Crappity smack! Crappity smack! Gravity smack! Then you see a silhouette of a person who someone shows at you. It must be prisoner 8! It must be president 8 forward 9! This prisoner kicks you in the gut while you don't really see face to face. And while you start fainting, you utter, "Whatever it takes, whoever it takes, whenever it takes for me to be, however long it takes. Why ever it ever takes place, before I fucking die, I will just kill you, you son of a piece of a crappity smoking motherfucker, and no fucking reach arounds anymore, you joker, you." Next. You wake up in the medical bay of a Shibudika Bay, where you are greeted by a Nali in a business suit and a briefcase. He introduces himself as the mysterious Mr. Profit. Oh, confused travel time in a flashback, or rather his remnants. He looks at your new bloodied pirate eye patch. You have to go back where it all started. The Vortex Mesa whispers as everything explodes around. Why is there a quote after this? You see, you heard stories about Vortex Rikers, like that weird dude talking about finding commies in one of the old Vortexes Rikers. Didn't that ever sound strange to you? You see, Mr. Travolta, the crash of Vortex Rikers is a focal point of in the multiverse. There are so many different vortices for Rikers. One of them was yielded differently. Another crashed in a smaller canyon in February. Oh, that sounds familiar. Another one was still at 90 degrees and then destroyed by Scourge forces in a nuclear explosion. Another one was vastly different and bigger. I need you to go to Vortex Mesa, the focal point, and bring back my Cholocate box. I can't live without it. So, there we go. Travolta wakes up, even more confused whether this was a dream or not. He gets recruited by the bloody UMS of all space bastards out there, and he gets on his helmet, hits his head on a suspiciously conspicuously. Conspicuously hanging low light near the ceiling that's not so high because it's also very low. What the fuck? The UMS are sending Marines to hunt down President 8 forward 9, who they don't want to escape the planet yet again, so this is your chance to get even. But first, you get reminded of that precious Cholocate box you have to recover, as it will uncover the best way to kill Mandel Ray, President 8 forward 9, for that box holds the secrets. So you get launched into Vortex Mesa, plummet through a generator inside Vortex Rikers, and suddenly get transported into an alternate reality, except you kind of end up went back in time. It so happens that this is before everything else. You happen to find the Cholocate box outside of the prison ship, and it will grant you wish to be transported to a location of where your ship will land. "Die to get even, bitch!" you say to yourself. But first, you decide to investigate that ship with the mercenaries, because why not? You're immediately shocked as you enter the door because the damn static electricity is a pain. And you see vats and vats, and you just see bodies suspended, guns and guns. And you, what is it? And you say to yourself, like, seriously, I heard of those sweet experiments, but it seems it is now world gone bad. Those mercenaries are not holding them at bay. They are awakening Unreal E. It's the zombie apocalypse coming right now on Naplali. 10. You see them awaken another room, eating a body. Zombified girls! They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me! Oh my god! Son of a bitch! You fucking self-destruct the motherfucking ship, which causes your ship to take a detour and land in another place. So in this reality, you prevent yourself from having his eye fucked up. Whose eye? No, as you wander through the woods, through the wasteland, you see a familiar figure. It's Mr. Prophet Bessies! He tells you, good that you have my chocolate box. Wait, what? Good that you have my chocolate box. May I? He's chocolate candy, cholocate candy disgustingly and smacks loudly. Oh, my dear boy, you have fulfilled your promise. Now look to your right. You see President 8 forward 9 approaching, but then it becomes clear it's not President 8 forward 9. It's President 1980 forward, and she looks like Wow Woman. I don't know what that is. Wonder Woman, but hideous look alike. You angry god here. You destroyed me! You fucked up my eye with your Strabon dildo! You molested me while I was asleep! Now you have my permission to be fucking die! He activates jump boats to and kicks Wow Woman President 1980 forward out of the sky into the twin sound. The end.